KJ's Country 104.7 FM 906. And I said he was going to be here, and he is, Ed Beckley. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, my friend. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, especially getting ready to give out all these prizes. Ooh, it makes for a great day.
Yes, we've got a lot of people registered, and we got a lot of prizes to give away.
Yeah, I think we got like 60 prizes almost, something like that.
All right.
And around 100 people registered.
I was going to say, that's what I saw the last time I looked. It was a little over 100 who had registered for this. So 100 fisher people who got out and managed to catch a fish, any kind of fish, was eligible to be a winner.
Oh, yeah. It didn't matter if it was a 2-inch bluegill. It was eligible. Take a picture. Take them kids fishing. We're going to do this every year if we can. And, you know.
Awesome.
Them kids fishing, I love those pictures.
Yes, indeed. All right, so we've got all the names right there. We've got all the prizes surrounding you here. And are you ready to start?
Yeah, let's get this started.
All right. Where are we starting, man?
We're going to start with that fishing charter. The first one we're going to draw is going to be that fishing charter with Mike Parnicky here out of Tawas with the Real Operator Charters.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Draw that winner. Those little pieces of paper, not easy.
Clint Safford.
And where's Clint from?
Clint's from Tawa City with a snook.
I've got a snook.
Got a snook. Must have been down in Florida fishing.
All right. So congratulations. Our big winner from Real Charters. You've got yourself a fishing charter for the day on Tawas Bay 4-4. And now we're just going to keep going. What else you got, buddy?
Well, let's take Amanda Champagne, and we'll get her a Daiwa 3000C. Crossfire reel.
All right. We're going to move all this stuff out of the way. I'm going to be like Vanna White here. You're going to draw winners, and I am going to move stuff here.
I think I'd rather have Vanna.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Next up, we have Austin Poirier from Maurice with a perch, and he's got a 3-pack of lures.
Awesome. And remember, we do have to tell people that they will have to come here to pick up their prizes. We're not mailing anything. Everything has got to be, you got to come here.
Correct.
That's right. Pick up your prize.
All right. And then we have Glenn. I'm going to mess this one up. Bellier.
Glenn Bellier.
Out of Harrisville.
Yeah.
With a rock bass. And he's going to get himself a reel.
Very nice. Glenn, a longtime friend of mine. Congratulations, Glenn, on a nice prize and a nice fish, I guess. A rock bass.
Next up, we got a double-sided crankbait box going to Martin Schindel from Midland, Lake Trout. Oh, Martin there. Martin, I think that's Martin from Crossbow Warriors.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, maybe he was crossbow fishing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Next up, we got another 3-pack of lures.
All right.
And it looks like Steve Rogers from Birch Run, a bass.
All right.
I think that's my cousin.
Is it? All right. Well, he may ask you to deliver that to him. All right. Well, congratulations, Steve Rogers.
All right, next we have a Camille Walker with a double-sided crankbait box out of Harrisville with a rock bass.
Very nice. All right, Camille, you're a winner. What do you got next for us, Ed?
Carson Selman with a 3-pack of lures.
All right.
Tawa City largemouth.
All right, Carson, congratulations on a nice fish and for registering with us, and you got yourself some lures, buddy.
Next up, we got some more lures.
All right.
We have Emma Demansky out of Roseville, submitted a walleye.
Very nice, Emma. Congratulations. And, we'll be contacting all these folks about coming to pick up their prizes.
Another 3-pack of lures goes to Owen LaProtte out of Carroll with a walleye.
Woo! Owen, you're going to have a trip up here, buddy, but be well worth your while. You can also, do some shopping at the M65 bait shop, too, right?
Well, they could always do that. Another 3-pack of lures.
Yes.
Is going to Daniel Needham out of West Branch with a walleye.
Daniel, you've got a 3-pack of lures, and congratulations, buddy. All right. What do you got next, Ed?
Another 3-pack of lures to Cody Crevier of Hale with a picture of the walleye.
Cody out of Hale. Congratulations, Cody. You also have a 3-pack.
Next up, we have a Ranger Net.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the person's name, Ranger Annette.
No. And it's Amelia Smith out of Gaylord with a largemouth.
All right. Let's move this out of the way. All right. Very good.
Next up, we have Kevin Lowe out of Tawa City with a 3-pack of walleye lures and a picture of a sunfish.
Excellent. Very nice. Yes. If you want to, you can see all the pictures up there at our website at WKJC.com. Congratulations, Kevin.
Next up, we have Russ David out of Bay City.
Yeah, what do you got, Russ?
Double-sided crankbait box.
All right, very nice. A lot of prizes to give away, so hang with us here. All right, what do you got next, Ed?
Next, we got a tip-up for May Delaney out of Rose City with a picture of a pike.
Oh, very nice. So obviously, she could use a tip-up. That's perfect for her. Yep. All right.
We got another three-pack of lures coming out here. And that's going to John Rulo of East Tawas, a largemouth.
John Rulo of East Tawas, a three-pack of lures. There you go, buddy.
I don't know if I should have drew his name. He's my wife's boss.
Okay.
Next, we have Bailey Valier. I think that's how they pronounce that. Out of Harbor Beach with a steelhead and a three-pack of lures.
Three-pack of lures out of Harbor Beach. Well, hopefully you make your way around over this way to pick those up.
Next up, we have Taylor Lowe with a three-pack of lures.
Taylor Lowe, a three-pack of lures. Taylor out of Tawas. Yeah, all right, Taylor. Congratulations.
Next up, we'll give a Zebco 202 fishing rod combo.
All right.
And we'll give that to...
Reaches in and pulls out a winner.
Tony Brooks out of East Tawas with a picture of a brown
trout. Oh, Tony Brooks. Oh, and a nice name. Too bad it wasn't a brook trout, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. I'll be here all day.
Next up, we have Kathy Gushin out of Saginaw with a walleye and a three-pack of walleye lures.
All right. Kathy from Saginaw, make the trip up here sometime and do some fishing and pick up your lures.
Next up, we have Lane Guan of Twining with a pike.
Oh, nice.
Three-pack of lures.
Three-pack of lures.
We got lots of those three-packs of lures.
We do, indeed. You're right. I think I was looking up here, 33 of them. So 33 of our winners are going to get three packs of lures.
And then next up, we have Amy Overstreet with a net.
Amy Overstreet.
Out of Ball Gray.
All right. You're going to get yourself a nice fishing net. Perfect. Okay.
And then next up, we have Bud Holzer out of Muskoda with a tip-up, and he's hit a pike.
Oh, very nice. Nice tip-up for you, Bud. Congratulations.
Next up, we have Bryson Bischoff of Tawas City with a $10 gift certificate to Hale Hardware.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. So congratulations on that.
Next up for a net, we have Michael Johnson of Tawas City.
Michael Johnson of Tawas City has got a nice net. All right.
Next up, we have Casey Sweet of Dean Arbor with a package of lures.
There you go, Casey. Yes, I've talked to him before. Sure thing. All right. Casey, you got yourself some lures, buddy, and congratulations on a nice fish.
Next up, we have a oil change.
From our friends at Dean Arbor.
Carter Parnicky, Tawas, a walleye.
Very nice. Now you got yourself an oil change from Dean Arbor of West Branch there. Congratulations. All right. What do you got next, Ed?
Next, I have Preston Muckentyler with a three-pack of lures.
There you go. Preston from
Turner.
Okay.
Put in a largemouth. Oh,
very nice. Yes, the Muckentyler's over there. Going to run out of room here.
Yep. Next, we have Summer Miles out of Oscoda with a gift certificate from the M65 Bait Shop.
Oh, I've heard of that place. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Congratulations, Summer. All right.
Next up, I have Aaron Anthony of National City with a smallmouth and a gift certificate for an oil change, I think it is.
Excellent. It is to our friends at Dean Arbor in West Branch. Congratulations, Aaron.
Next, I have Rod Loeffler of Tawas City that must have went down south someplace. He got a tarpon. He gets a three-pack of lures.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. All right. Continuing on, we got a lot of lures to give away.
Next, we've got Tia Meadows from Elger with a bluegill and a fishing rod.
Oh, very nice. Yes, Roddy.
I think that's Jim from over at Dean Arbor Chevy.
Oh, very good. Okay. There you go.
He used to be Dean Arbor Ford.
All right.
Next up, we have Gage Gettiter out of Barton City with a bluegill and a three-pack of lures.
There you go, from Barton City. Congratulations, Gage. Yeah, Gage, that is Gettiter. Yeah, that is an odd name, but Gage, congratulations, buddy. Doesn't matter.
Next, we have Olivia Lowe from Tawas City with a bluegill and a fishing reel.
There you go, fishing reel, Olivia. Congratulations. All right.
Next up, we have Paul Gehring.
Oh, okay.
Out of Harbor Beach. With a $10 gift, give it to the Liar's Den.
Oh, right here in East Tawas. Yes, I'm very familiar with the Gehrings. Congratulations.
Now we have a Brent Birmingham from Alpena with a catfish, and a 3-pack of lures to him.
Very nice. All right. Congratulations to Brent. All right.
Next up, I've got Ethan Lowe from Tawa City with a picture of a salmon and a 3-pack of lures.
And those Lowe's, they are good fisher people. That's for sure. All right.
Next up, I've got Gabriel Crevier from Lupton with a sunfish and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. Okay.
Lots of them left.
We've got a lot of lures left. That's okay. I'm sure they'll get put to good use.
Next up, we have Jeff Rulo of East Tawa.
Yes.
Smallmouth and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. You got one there? There you go. All right. Very nice.
Next up, who do we got here? Somebody with a steelhead. Jacob Birmingham from Alpena and a $10 gift certificate to the Liar's Den.
Very nice. From Alpena, Jacob, congratulations. Yes.
Next up, we got Roy Miller from Owosso with a 3-pack of lures.
Roy Miller from Owosso. Make the trip up here and pick up some lures. And
he's also the owner of Fat Boy Jigs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Next up, we got Luke Gehring from Harbor Beach.
Luke?
With a $10 gift certificate to the M65 bait shop.
Very nice, Luke. Come on around from Harbor Beach and do some shopping at M65 bait shop.
Next, we have Heather Ernest from Saginaw, sunfish and a 3-pack of lures.
All right, Heather, got yourself a 3-pack. Very nice.
Next up, I've got Jackson Birmingham out of Alpena with a smallmouth and a Zebco rod and reel combo.
I'll be right over to get that.
All righty, I'll mark it right over there. Running out of room on that side.
I am.
Oh, next up, we got Hannah Riffle of Oscoda with a pike, and we'll get her a 3-pack of lures.
Very nice. We'll just start putting them right over there. That's what we'll do. Next, that's how many prizes we've had. Our counter is filled.
Next up, we've got Jessica Weiss of Frankenmuth for a bass and a 3-pack of lures.
Very nice. Okay. Man, we're getting down there?
Oh, we are. We still got it. About 10 more, I think.
Okay.
Next, we have Jared Lorenz of Tawa City with a smallmouth and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. Very nice. All right. Yes.
Next up, we have Millie Ray Crevia of Lupton, a bluegill, and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures for her. Very nice. All right. Man, we've had some successful fisher people. That's for sure. All right. Our first annual, too, and over 100. That's nice.
Next up is Addison Everett of Tawa City, a perch and a $10 gift certificate to the Hale Hardware.
Very nice. All right.
That one right over there, along with our other certificates. And
next up, Trisha Demansky of Roseville, a pike and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. Very good. All right. We'll just set them over there. What are we down to? We got to be getting close here.
We're getting close. Michael Demansky of Roseville Walleye. Wow. We picked two in a row with a 3-pack of lures.
Yeah. All right. I'll each get those. So maybe one of them will come on up and pick those up. I'm not even sure where is Roseville.
Roseville, that's down by Lake St. Clair, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, they got quite a trip. Okay.
Yep. Next, we have Kylie Lafreniere from Whittemore, a smallmouth. And 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. There you go. You're running out of room on your side there.
Yeah, we only got a couple more to go.
All right.
Next up is Alex Lowe, Ottawa City of Perch, and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. Very good. All right.
Next up, we have Jake Tromley from Gladwin Brown Trout, and a 3-pack of lures.
3-pack of lures. Jake, there you go.
And last but not least, another 3-pack of lures. Two. Let's mix them up really good.
Our final winner.
Jason Kosecki of Bay City, a coho.
A coho salmon. There you go. All right. So, wow. Congratulations to all of our winners. And, to those of you who, there's a few left there who didn't get drawn. But you know what? Don't worry. There's always next year, as we Cub fans like to say.
Yeah, always next year. And I'll tell you, I want to be involved in this again.
Yeah.
I think we can get some bigger and better prizes even. And, you know, if you're a business out there and thinking about doing something like this, we've got the deer hunting coming up this year. We send in the pictures. We've got the fishing in the spring that we'll do again. Think about it. I mean, it's great advertisement. It's great for our communities. We love seeing the people up here doing all this fishing and hunting, and it just really helps all the small businesses in the area, all these people. I mean, I'm really surprised at the amount of people that we have coming from downstate.
No doubt.
That are listening to WKJC.
They are. You're right.
They're at our businesses, and they're doing things around here. And I mean, it's just, it's really great to see this good of a turnout.
No doubt about that. And I want to thank you for your time and your work behind the scenes and now in front of the microphone doing this. You know, you're just like an auction caller there today.
Well, I almost felt that way, except I didn't have to go in going once,
there
going twice.
Go.
I didn't have to do
exactly.
None of that stuff, you know. So,
all right. Well, Ed, boy, you're retired. I was going to say, you know, you got to go back to work, but I think the son's taking care of that business.
That's it? All yeah. Up to my son over there at the M65 bait shop in Whittemore. And I'll tell you, the owners that bought my place down there, they're great people.
Okay, yeah, that's right down there in Augrey.
Yeah, the one in Augrey. They're really, really great people down there. So
good deal. All right. Ed, thanks for your time, my friend, and good fishing to you this summer.
Oh, I plan on doing quite a bit of it.
I figured you would.